Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100. Spit it out your mouth.
Big things popping, but before it gets here, we're gonna be ready for it. You know why? Cause we reloaded. Yeah. Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 133. Yeah. Resolutions. Last show of the year for 2010 for K100 Internet Radio. It's been crazy because I didn't even anticipate doing the show, starting this show. You feel me? This was like something that I was just experimenting with. I had thought about it before. You understand what I'm saying? But I don't know. It just popped off, man. Like all of a sudden, like, and I ran with it. Like somebody suggested that I do it, and I looked into it. Somebody told me about the Blog Talk Radio site, and when I did that, I went and checked it out. Saw how much it would cost, what the overhead would be like, how could I schedule it, what were the pros and cons to it. You feel what I'm saying? And when I did that, I guess I just kind of like, it was kind of like with music, you feel what I'm saying? Once I did it, it's like, yo, I straight like just started loving it, you feel what I'm saying? And it was crazy, you know what I mean? I don't know, man, it was something real special about it. I enjoyed it, you feel what I'm saying? And it was like a great experience. And so this is my first year on the air. What can I say, man? I had a fucking blast. You did? T-Rez is coming back to the show tonight. Yeah, at the end of the fucking year. Yeah! But that's my dog. He can be back in the building. He should be pulling up any second. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to welcome him back to the show in a minute. You know what I mean? One second. Matter of fact, you guys pause for the calls. Everybody on the phone line, welcome to the show. I'm gonna give you guys some elevator music for about 30 seconds, all right? 30 seconds. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. I gotta open the door for P-Red. Hold on. Okay, so I had to make sure the homie gets in. Of course, if you would have been on time, yeah! I wouldn't have had to just eat up a whole minute of my show. But for those of you people who never really listened to my show a lot before, I had a co-host. Some of my newer people didn't know when I first started the show, I had a co-host, my homeboy P. Reg. You feel what I'm saying? And he's going to be coming back. So he just had a schedule change, so he wasn't able to do the show with me. You feel what I'm saying? And but, you know, he's able to do it tonight. You feel me? So for the last show of the year, my homie, my co-host, when I first started the show, he's going to be coming in a second. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people So a lot of people asked me where he was at, you feel me? But he had a schedule change, so wasn't able to come and do the show with me during the show hours that is scheduled, you know what I'm saying? But I guess he's off work or something, I don't know. But
there he is.
Hey. And he's back in the building, everybody. P-Rage is back on the show. You know what I mean? Hold on, let me get it set up with some headphones or whatever and whatnot.
Yeah, man, y'all niggas already know. Get started, man.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Hold on. We'll be fumbling around and shit.
Hey, y'all niggas
know, man. This nigga been going all. This nigga been going the last half of the year. And then he come back and then he's late. But it's all right.
Hey, y'all just
know
how to get your
chains
though, huh?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me give him his headphones and shit. All right. So, Joey P-Rage is back in the building. You know what I'm saying? One time for the homie. Episode 133, what we're going to be talking about tonight, of course, resolutions for New Year's 2011. I got a couple of questions to ask everybody. You feel what I'm saying? About it. And we'll get into all that. Some people don't make resolutions. Some people do. But before I do that, I got to remind everybody, you dig?
Let's go.
K100 Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around these parts. Yep. Want to remind everybody, if you're an artist or you know anyone, an artist, and they do music, you can get these guys to submit some music to K100 Internet Radio by sending it to the email address for the show.
Gmail account, man. Come on.
K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the official email address for the show. You feel what I'm saying? Uh-oh, my bad. I'm getting everything situated. I'm over here fucking with everything while I'm getting P-Reg over here so I can get the mic close up to him and shit. So K1Radio@gmail.com. Make sure you send that in to us. You feel what I'm saying? Also, I want to remind everybody, we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're on iTunes, all right? So if you got any of these, if you're using these websites, myspace.com/K100Radio, go to Facebook, do a search for us. Just type in K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. You know what it is. And also, if you use iTunes or if you're into podcasts and you got an iPhone, an iPad, or anything like that, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. It's totally free, don't cost you anything. And it's the quickest and easiest way to get K100 Radio on the pod on your iPod or MP3 replay or anything like that. Because we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And I know a lot of people on the West Coast and Central Time, they just getting off work, whatever. So a lot of people catch our show after the fact. You know what I'm saying? They can't call in live, but that's the best way to do it. It's the easiest way. But, of course, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official website for the show. You feel me? And, you know, that's where you can, of course, find us, all right? So we're going to go ahead and, of course, I'm running a little late. One more thing.
Bag it up, man. You know, this shit right here, real serious, man. Real talk.
Tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon.
Real life radio in the building, man.
Tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. We debuting.
What, nigga, what?
We debuting.
What, nigga, what?
The video.
Of what?
Bet the House. I'm excited. And, of course, I'm doing everything down to the last minute. It's crunch time.
Y'all know how you do that.
Yeah, you know, I'm always... Now, don't get me wrong. I haven't been fucking procrastinating at all. I've been going hard. I'm talking about 8-10 hours a day for the past 5 days editing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, act like you don't do it, bro.
Hey, goddamn it.
Hey, man, I want to let y'all niggas know as well and the motherfucking grind in the building, nigga.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Y'all nigga don't forget that China. I got my partner Chris in the building.
Oh,
with
man.
You know, he fucking with me, man.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
The homie Chris is in the building. He came with P-Reg, you feel what I'm saying? He's in the lab with us tonight. We got something special. Oh, wait till you see the intro, man.
Oh, the video?
No, yeah, the intro. The flag.
Oh, the video?
Yeah.
It's the play and the grind, nigga.
Man. It's crazy, man. Because what's up with my cousin, ERZ, motion graphic specialist? Good way to, when you see the beginning of the video, that's his work.
He did, he's sick, he's
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, he's sick, he's rap.
Play in the grinder, man, 2011, yeah.
We will gonna watch that, you feel what I'm saying?
We will not give up, we will keep our feet on you fuck niggas' throats, so y'all niggas know what it is, man.
Of course. All right, episode 133.
Yeah,
hey, 100 Internet Radio, man, welcome everybody to the show. This episode, resolutions, you feel me? It's the last episode of the year. the K100 Internet Radio. Of course, 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show.
We in the building.
347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. I'm going to go ahead and read a synopsis of the show for those of you who might listen for the first time or anything like that right there. You listen to the podcast. I do this every episode. Everybody knows how this goes. P-Rage knows how this goes.
The meat and potatoes.
Yeah, it's a simple breakdown of what we're going to be talking about for episode 133, which is titled Resolutions, all right? So here it goes, all right? This is the last K100 episode of 2010, right?
Right.
And what better way to end it than to explore what the new year may bring, all right?
2011, people.
We all like to make big plans. We all seem to be a little bit more ambitious, and we all have a little bit more money. One type of tax season. Oftentimes, we make New Year's resolutions that we don't plan on keeping.
Y'all need to get money, one for your nigga.
Yeah. I need mine. Fuck that.
CEO niggas kill me right now.
Yeah. What time for having a business? Actually, better than earn income.
That's another 10,000 to catch y'all niggas in the hole. Look,
that shit, hey, you goddamn, you don't need two kids to match me, nigga. Get your mind
look,
right.
Look. Hey, plus
y'all
nigga that got kids that can't claim y'all kids. Oh, ooh, man.
Ooh,
y'all kids?
Anyway,
let's get to it.
Oftentimes we make New Year's resolutions that we don't plan on keeping. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we do. You feel me? Some people say they don't make New Year's resolutions at all.
Bullshit.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Now I heard a couple people say, you know, we started on Facebook, and I'm addicted to that shit.
But
you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people on Facebook been yammering off about how they don't do New Year's resolutions and shit, because you need to have goals year round and blah, blah, blah.
Get more money. I'm just saying.
Fuck more bitches. That's how a lot of people see it.
Fuck more bitches. Get more money.
Okay, fine. Fuck New Year's can somehow, you know what I'm saying, be a time where people like to hit the restart button. You feel me? And look, you can hit the restart button in fucking October. It doesn't really fucking matter at the end of the day. But for some reason, just the way we've been patterned to think in this country, in this world, on our calendar, which is January 1st, it's kind of like a lot of people like to hit the reset button and start everything over. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Funny how that works out, because my New Year's resolution for last year, going into 2010, was not to start a fucking internet radio show. You know what I'm saying? And of course, here we are. You know what I'm saying? With K100 in the radio episode 133. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of goddamn grinding. You feel what I'm saying? But I love it, and I'm addicted to it. But and it was something that just popped up. So you never really know what the new year's gonna bring. So
one time for Blizzard, man, staying down with this shit, man, giving everybody a platform, a voice to be heard, man.
Right.
They ain't really had that voice to be heard, man. Y'all nigga here first, man. Keep fucking with them, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So these are the questions for episode 133, K100 Internet Radio. You did.
Question number one.
347-934-0966 to hit the number one.
We're in the building.
Do you make New Year's resolutions? And if so, do you normally follow through with them? What, if any, plans, goals, resolutions would you go for in 2011? All right. What made 2010 good or bad for you? Did you follow through with your resolutions from 2009 going into 10? How do you plan on celebrating the new year? All right? What would be a great way for you to bring in the new year? Some people go to church. Some people be booed up. Some people be in the club. Some people be at a house party, which is my preference. You feel what I'm saying? Something like that. You know what I mean? I love house parties on New Year's. I try to avoid the club. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? I like house parties. I've been to house parties the last 5 years. And every New Year's for the past 5 years, I had a great fucking time. So I'm rolling with that. But if you're having a New Year's party and you're a motherfucking Atlanta, holler at your dog.
Hey.
If 2011, this is a good question, right? Check this out. If 2011 was your last year on this earth, what would be the one thing that you would want to do before it's out? If this was your last year on earth and you knew it, what would be the one thing that you want to do before it's out, all right? And last, this is just the drama that we like to bring to K100 into the radio. If you booed up, I knew it was coming.
People
feel a little ways about shit like this. So I'm asking the
question. I knew it was coming. Why you gotta do shit like this?
It's K100. if you got a wife, if you booed up, got a girlfriend or live in or whatever the fuck you want to call it,
or if you just got a situation,
whatever you want, situation. I like that. I like that.
No. If you got the stability.
Right. Or just steady dick. Whatever you want to call it. This episode, you can call it whatever. A situation, a relationship, a wife, whatever. Should you, are you obligated to spend New Year's Eve with that person? They say, you know the old saying, old people say, if you don't bring the New Year's in with that person, you feel what I'm saying? Then y'all not gonna be together for the year. Like, so if you're in a relationship, when the clock strikes 12, y'all supposed to be together. You feel what I'm saying? That's like an old school saying. You feel me? That's like, just like not having no dirty clothes in your house on New Year's. You supposed to wash out. No, for real. Yeah. Like, if you got, for
you
real.
Believe
I
know people,
if they got dirty clothes, they wash, they'll take them outside and put it in the car, but they won't have it in the house.
Yeah, you believe in that?
No. But that's the point. We got a lot of superstitious motherfuckers out here.
That's all right. Hey, but y'all niggas know y'all talking to like two of one of the realest niggas on this internet shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Y'all try to go on against the grain or we just don't like it. But, you know, we just two different niggas, man. We do what we do, man.
Right. So, those
are the questions. With us, so, you know.
Those are the questions for episode 133. We're going to go ahead and get into it. Episode 133-347-934-0966.
The player and the grinder in the building.
Right.
Nigga, hey, real talk, 2011, man. It's a player and the grinder, nigga. Still affiliate. How about that?
All day long.
Still chat.
I think some people, you know, some people thought we fell out.
Hey, what?
What's just saying. Some people was asking is me and P. Reg all right? What's the problem? You say because you haven't been to the show.
Hey, I appreciate y'all thinking like that.
I'm
just saying.
I couldn't tell them what was going on. You know, that's who niggas fall out.
Hey, man, I just tell y'all like this, man. Look.
Tell them again.
I'm a real nigga, man, and real niggas do real shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I had to do what I had to do in order for y'all to stay goddamn fucking with K100 motherfucking radio, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with y'all because y'all still fucking with bro. You know what I'm saying? Bro, held me down. Let me hold him down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold him down.
Right.
Whether y'all nigga like it or not, this shit is a marriage. It's like a motherfucking mucus, nigga. Get used to it. It is what it is, nigga, to the grave, nigga, to the death. All
right.
Call it what you want to. If you don't like it, nigga, see me in the street. I promise you, nigga, this is what I do.
Right. So, we're going to get ready to crank it up. 347-934-0966. You know,
we in the building.
You know, they still waiting till the last hour to call in, but we know, you know what I'm saying? We still got some people.
Oh, yeah. All right, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Hit the number one if you want to talk. But since P-Reg hasn't been here in a minute, we're going to go ahead and let P-Reg answer the questions first, and then I go to the phone lines, all right? All right. So you guys hang on.
Glad in the motherfucking grinder, nigga. 2011, we back, nigga, in the building.
All right.
Forever Changes is still affiliated.
Oh. Here we go, P. You ready?
Let's do it, bro. You know.
What, P. Reg? Do you make New Year's resolutions? Do you make if you do, you know what I'm saying, do you normally follow through with them? Do you make New Year's resolutions, and do you follow through with them?
First off, man, y'all niggas know we're not followers, we're not leaders, we're trendsetters. So no New Year resolutions is not the number one thing in my book. Never has been.
Okay, so you don't make New Year's resolutions. Now, so if when you answer no, I'm going to ask you this question. If you answer yes, then I'm going to ask you, do you follow through with them? But if your answer is no, like P. Reg is, why? Because you feel like you just don't do it because everybody else do it? Or are you one of the people who feel like you got goals all year round, so it doesn't really matter. What's the real reason why
you just hit the goddamn hammer on the nail, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas know training, man. We set goals all year round, man. You know what I'm saying? So this shit don't stop. That's just what we do. It ain't got to be for the new year. It can be for the next day, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's like Liz. You niggas go out and buy a truck. The next day, niggas want to put big rims on. You know how niggas do? Niggas ain't got to wait to do the shit that we want to do. We just do it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? We wake up and say, this is what we want to do, and we do it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't forget, man. You know, boys do what they can, me and we do what we want to do.
All right. So, now, of course. Now, you don't really make resolutions or whatever, but everybody has goals, they said. Everybody got a goal.
Yeah.
It may not be your New Year's resolution, but it's a goal that you got that you want to do this year. What's, give me your top two goals and things that you want to accomplish in 2011. If you don't want to call it a resolution or whatever, but you haven't done it yet, but you plan on doing it in 2011. What are they?
number one, man, is keep my health and strength up and keep my faith in God, man. Catch y'all niggas don't really understand this shit. You know what I'm saying? Two gonna be mad changes. We gonna get rich.
I like that.
That's my favorite. Out of the two.
No, man.
But the fact that it's good.
But you know, I'm gonna put changes over everything. So if you're a female and you fucking with me and all this, y'all niggas know, man. If you ain't screaming changes, you ain't fucking with P Red. You know that's just what it is. And it ain't for the new year. It's been all year and the last motherfucking 10 years and the years to come. Nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Alright.
Even my 7-year-old screen changed, so nigga, get your motherfucking brain in your game, right?
Yeah, you ain't know, they ain't ready for that second generation murder.
Sick with it. We're building a legacy, nigga, so when we not here, nigga, this shit will go off.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what made 2010 a good or a bad year for you? Was 2010 a good or bad year for P. Rich?
Man, 2010 was a good year, man. Every day I wake up, every year that I live to be, you know what I'm saying, to keep pushing changes and doing what I'm doing, man, it's always good for me, man.
All right. I like that answer, too. How do you plan on celebrating this new year? What you going to be doing? You going to be in the club? You going to be at a party? You going to be booed up with somebody or what?
Nigga, I'm going to be out of pants. I'm going to be out broadcasting this new video, nigga. Bet the motherfucking
that's
out.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that shit y'all niggas talking about, man. I'm trying to clone, man. If you don't like it, nigga, do something about it.
All right.
That's my nigga Chris, man.
That's
you know
Chris
what I'm
in the back.
Yeah.
That's homie Chris in the background. What's up, homie?
Yeah.
Talk to the people. They can hear you.
What's that?
That's homie Chris, man. You feel me?
Yeah. We building the team, nigga. Catch y'all, nigga. Didn't know. You still join this shit, man.
Right.
We building the team, nigga.
Right.
Be a part of something.
Matter of fact, I got Chris in the studio. Chris, you want to ask some of the questions, or you just want to sit back and watch?
No, man.
Sit back and watch. Everybody, Happy New Year.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody, and the homies in the building. Thanks for coming through, by the way. So the next question,
be a part of something, Dr. Man. Oh, okay, let's go.
All day. So look, if 2011 was your last year on Earth, all right, and you knew it for some kind of way, this is a hypothetical question, people. Don't come with your slick ass mouths and shit. I don't want to hear all this shit tonight. I'm mashing you niggas, all right. If this was your last year on Earth, P. Reg, what would be the number one thing that you would want to accomplish before it's out?
The number one thing I want to accomplish. Will be my legacy, man. You know what I'm saying? Will be just everything that I work hard for, everything that I put out, and just people to remember me as, you know what I'm saying? If you need me, nigga, I'm right there. No matter if it's big or small. Just that I was a good nigga and I was a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It gonna do what it do, man. All
right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. And last question. All right. This is the controversial question for all my ladies that's gonna be calling in tonight. It's just something I thought about, drummed up. If you got an old lady, and your old lady, yeah, you know what I'm saying, tell you, look, I don't give a fuck about all this other shit. On New Year's, you're going to be with me, because this is how it's going down. Right or wrong, would you be with that? Do you think you should bring in a New Year's with your significant other? How do you feel about that? A lot of women feel some type of way about that.
Well, I'm just going to say it like this, man. You know, it's a relationship. It's about compromising. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what might be big to you might not be big to me. What might be big to me might not be big to you. So it's all about what you and that person have going on. You know what I'm saying? For that question to ask, you know what I'm saying, to be like that. Me personally, if it was for me, I'm going to ride out. Because, nigga, change is always going to be up for me. You know what I'm saying? It's a dime a dozen, nigga.
So what you're saying is, fuck them. You buck them. If y'all let it tell you, nigga, look, I don't give a fuck about that. On New Year's, nigga, you already know what it is.
If my old lady said that,
she adamant about it.
And she adamant about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Going against silence? Sorry, baby, you lost.
Damn it, man. I thought I was going to kill him. Kill your damn self. All right, 347-934-0963.
That's just that goal, man. We'll throw a doubt whoever I'm with. That's right. What I'm a motherfucking do, man.
This shit is a grind. You kind of see a lot of people don't understand. That's why a lot of people can't be in relationships with people like us. You feel me? They can't. They like to think they can. You feel me? But it takes a certain kind of person to be in a relationship with somebody who does what we do, entertainment and stuff like that, grinders and stuff. Because you do get put on the back burner. For instance, if I had a show or something like that, or something that was affiliated with the radio station or the label, then no matter how my old lady felt about it, she just fucked up. She gon' I I'll come. I'll leave immediately afterwards, and we can kick it, or she can come with me. You know what I'm saying? If it's possible,
man.
If it's like that. But for the most part, this has to take precedent over that. Over that, you feel me? But now, with my in my own personal opinion, and I was in a relationship for a long time where every New Year's came around. For when the years was good, I brought New Year's in with my winner. You feel what I'm saying?
When it got on Ciroc.
Not so much. You know what I'm saying? And that basically was a telltale that it was ending. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm
just gonna say it like this, man. You know what I'm saying? I said that to say, you know, at the end of the day, with that scenario coming, man, you just long as you being real with yourself, man, you cannot be fake with another. No, right. Man, that's just what it is. All
right. So, we're going to the phone lines. 347-934-0966.
We in the building. The play and the grind of 2011, man. All
right. Keisha F. Baby.
Please say the baby. Please say the baby.
What's going on, Keisha?
What's going on, P-Red?
I can't hear. Give me some volume.
Hold on, Keisha. Let me get my earphones right over here. Hold on. Maybe I got these damn batteries in wrong in this little damn thing over here. I'm over here doing all kind of shit on the air and shit. No, that's right.
Keisha!
Is it better? Hello?
You're on the air and everything, but hold on a second. I got to get this little headphone thing hooked up for P. So I got to use it to listen to both of us at the same time. Hold on a second.
Bear with us, man. All
right.
Stand
so,
with us.
But I can hear you right now real quick, Keisha. Hold on a second. I'm going to get P's mic up and running, but go ahead, Keisha. I can hear you. So, first question is, Keisha, do you do New Year's resolutions?
I do small ones. I don't make, you know, big.
What is yours for this year?
This year, my New Year's resolution is probably, I don't know. I haven't even thought of one, honestly. Gosh, I'm gonna stop chewing on my nails. That's it. Hey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I chew on my nails when I get bored. So.
so you never really do them or what?
No, never really. Like last year, my New Year's resolution was to date white guys. That was my New Year's resolution.
That was,
I mean,
New Year's
I do
resolution
silly
was
stuff.
To date white boys. Hold
yep.
on.
Yep. We don't told you about
that. That was your motherfucking New Year's resolution to date white boys.
We don't told you about that. Pick me.
Why? Did you do it? Did you do it?
I did. I dated a couple, yeah. Went out on a couple dates. I was,
you went out on some dates with some white boys?
Yeah.
And
but
how did it go?
White boys?
How did it go for you?
It was all right. I mean, there was no sex involved. I mean, no, but.
No. Hold on. Wait a minute. No sex involved. What's the whole point?
I mean, it's not like I've never done it before, but if I just met you, I'm not really down for just sleeping with you.
I mean,
sorry.
Okay, but I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why you even would make that a New Year's resolution. You see what I'm saying? Like,
about a New Year's resolution, it's just something that I want to start or stop doing. So, I mean, that's for me, those are New Year's resolutions. I'm not trying to set all kinds of life-changing goals just because it's a new year. I'm with P-Red. You should be doing that anyway on a regular basis.
Thank you, Keisha.
Okay, but, I mean, you, and I'm not trying to badger you about what you're talking about. You feel what I'm saying? But I just want to know, why, you know what I'm saying, you made a New Year's resolution. Were you trying to just stop being racist? Or was it you feel what I'm saying? Did you do it to just
it was more or less because I was just kind of giving up on black guys. Black guys around Panama City, I've already said this many times before, they don't like black women, or at least they don't like this black woman. So I was like, you know what, bump them. I'll date white boys.
Okay, so but instead of doing that, why didn't you
come to Georgia?
I mean, why did you like relocate or why cut off black men altogether though? What were you trying to accomplish? Huh?
I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't trying to accomplish anything except just to prove a point. I'll just date white guys.
Let me ask you this, Keisha. Did you have any sex in 2010?
I had a little.
Don't answer that. Was it with a black guy?
Yes.
point for the niggas. All right, next question. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Keish.
Go ahead,
Keish. Keish, you got it all in your back. I wish you wouldn't have done that.
Hi.
It's just all on your back right now. I wish you wouldn't have done that.
Right.
Black guys, come on, Keish. You know what's in the simple, baby.
But it's different trip part about Keish. I'm coming to the phone line, everybody.
Keisha
Elf is on some Afrocentric, going natural, au naturel.
Oh, no, Elf.
Oh, my God.
All that stuff.
Right. What does that have to do with anything?
Like, you might think she's like Soul Sister number one. Keisha's talking about she's going to fuck with some white boys.
Keisha, you doing that now?
Yeah.
Am I doing what?
You doing
that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. No, you're not. Actually. Hold on. Actually, no, she's not doing natural because her hair is not natural right now. Your hair is not natural. I got a picture to prove it. That's not your natural hair. That is not your natural hair.
That is a weave on top of my natural hair. Blue, we're not going to have this discussion right now.
Keisha.
What?
A weave is not natural.
Okay.
If somebody
says
they're rocking
my hair,
Let me explain it to you.
When somebody says they're rocking natural hair, that means that they don't have chemicals in their hair. I don't have chemicals in my hair, Blue. I have a weave, but I don't have chemicals in my hair.
Does that look like that's a natural hair, dude? Is that natural? That's Keisha.
Oh my God.
Now, we look at the Facebook page right now. You know what I'm saying? Does that look like when you say she got a natural hair, dude? Is that what you would... Chris, what about you, Chris? Yes or no? Does that look like a natural dude to you?
Keisha, you kill? Keisha.
That look like it's weaved on it.
What?
Is that a natural hair, dude?
Oh, man, baby. You flipped it on me.
On sew-in or something. She's a sew-in.
What?
He said get a sew-in. That's even less natural. That's even less natural. All right, Keisha, let me go to the next question.
Exactly. It is even less natural. It's not a sew-in, Nobu. It's not a sew-in.
Okay. All right. So Keisha's...
Stop over there and pull her ass.
I just had to bring it up because, you know what I'm saying, you know, she's talking about she want to date white.
I know.
Okay. All right. So you don't make resolutions or whatever. So we won't call it that, Keisha. What plans or goals? Can we call it that? What plans or goals do you got for 2011?
What plan do I have for 2011? My plan is to have as many interviews as possible because Panama City is not the place.
So you want to move. Your plan is to move away from Panama City. All right.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You're always welcome in Georgia.
Uh-huh. Come bring it on. I mean, you know,
my license. Look, I have the application for my license in the state. And then, it's in my drawer.
Okay.
Hey, we would love to have you, so please... put that on your top three.
All right.
Atlanta, Chicago, and where?
Chicago?
Yeah,
what the hell is Chicago?
That shit highlights your race.
What's in Chicago?
I mean, Chicago? I don't know. I think you got to... I visited there. I've been there, but it was... I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like it enough to live there.
I love it.
Probably better than Santa
Monica
City.
No.
You know, I guess so. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? One thing about it, you need to make sure you got some money wherever you're going in that motherfucker because you do not want to live on the other side. What's that side that's fucked up? Is it the west side or the south side of Chicago?
Yeah, south side, you know what, though? Yeah, south side is bad and west
south
side is bad. But my family lives in west suburbs, so we're not that far.
Well, you know, you might be out there. Okay, you know.
You fix it, baby.
Maybe you like the cold in.
Do you like the cold, Keisha?
I'm all right with it.
Okay, all right. So let me go to the next question. All right. How do you plan on celebrating the new year? What would be a great way to bring the new year's in your eyes?
A great way to bring the new year's in would probably be in Times Square somewhere. That, to me, would be a great new year. Yeah. That won't be happening this year.
You know, peace shaking his head. You don't like that? First of all, it's going to be cold as a motherfucker.
That's overrated.
What about the peace drop down here? In Atlanta.
Well, you know, I would do the peace drop. I mean,
Wait. Hold up. He just changed everything when I said that. The peace drop in Times Square is the same shit.
No, hell, it ain't. What? It ain't the same shit.
He said the peace drop in Atlanta is not the same thing as Times Square. It's a whole bunch of people downtown counting down at the same minute in the fucking freezing cold. What's the difference?
I'll tell you what.
What?
Okay, I'll tell you.
I missed the peace drop. That's what I'm trying to say. Times Square, but from looking at Times Square on TV, it looked like it's the same thing to me.
You know, New York got a little, just in the city down there a little bit more than Atlanta has downtown.
I understand the atmosphere. What are you going to be doing?
Tell them he read.
Yeah.
What is it, Keisha? What's going to be the difference, Keisha?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing down there this whole site?
You just want to experience that.
Yeah, that I just want to experience it.
Well, I can tell you what you can do, though.
So maybe there is no difference, but still, I would rather do Times Square than the Peach Drop. But if I have to do it myself, then I'll be at the Peach Drop.
Okay.
I can tell you what you can do.
What's that?
What can I do, Peter?
I can tell you. You're going to love this. What you can do is go in the room.
Uh-huh.
In that squares room.
Uh-huh.
And count down and watch your Peach Drop.
That Peach.
I just had to do that. That felt great. I'm back, baby. Hey,
Keisha, if 2011 was the last year on Earth for you, what would be the number one thing that you would want to do?
I would want to make sure that my kids were okay, or that they'll be taken care of. That would be the biggest thing that I would do.
Okay, yeah. Well, the question is not really everybody would want to do something like that. I'm talking about some like some kind of like adventurous like type shit.
I would probably drive across the country.
Actually, to be honest with you, I suggest everybody do that at least once. Because I've driven, you know what I'm saying, from the bottom of the country to the top, you know what I'm saying, to the Midwest, you feel me? And I haven't driven all the way out west to the coast. I'm going to do that one day, you feel me? I've been out to the out west, but it was in a plane. But I would like to drive it. Man, if you can do that, if you just can take a vacation, you know, a week or something, you know, and just drive as far west as you can and make a U-turn and come back, go out to see the Grand Canyon or Vegas or some shit and come back, you feel me? It's a good experience. For all its faults, for all the fucked up shit about America, at the end of the motherfucking day, I give it props. It's a beautiful country. I've seen a lot of it. So it's a lot of shit in this country that you would like to see. A lot of places you'd like to visit and shit. That's a good one right there. This country ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Florida up for that one, baby.
Yeah. You feel me? You got to go to some other countries, and I've been to 13 other countries, and that's what's going to make you appreciate this motherfucker a lot more. When you go somewhere else.
A lot more.
When you go somewhere else, and then you come back, nigga, you understand. You feel what I'm saying? All right,
exactly.
Keisha. Next question. Hold on. Wait a minute. No, this is the last question. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you're in a relationship with a guy, it's your husband or whatever.
Yeah, boo.
That nigga better be his ass around you on New Year's, huh?
I think it would be nice. Like, I have an issue with just not being in the same place. But if I went out with my girls and he was out with his boys and we were in the same place, I think at midnight, you know, we come together, hey, boo, happy new year, and then I'm going to go back and do my thing.
I would
not want to be in two separate places.
I
wouldn't want to be in two separate places.
I know you don't, because you're a female. See, this is some female shit. I don't know if white women like this, but when it comes to black women and that's their man, that's their boo, nigga, it's going to be a problem if you ain't chilling with on New Year's, and I'm telling you, if you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be an issue 9 out of 10 times. You got some females who don't care. You feel me? Or they may have like a specific plan or something going on. But for the most part, if he picked going out with his boys and being in the club over booing up with you, them fight
yeah,
words.
There might be.
It's a problem with black women. I'm telling you, man. And it's not just me. I'm not making this up.
Hey, don't have a trust issue on the last day of the year.
It's not about a trust issue. See, that's the whole point. It's not about a trust issue, dog. It's about the fact that, especially in the South, you know what I'm saying, you know, that superstition that was raised up by their mamas and grandmamas and them, being told that little saying, if that nigga ain't with you on New Year's, you ain't going to be with him by the end of the year. Well, if she love you and you her motherfucking nigga, she don't want to be with you like that. So, nigga, she going to try to ensure that goes, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a little bit
of superstition mixed in with just female
emotional
shit altogether.
How many motherfuckers that know their relationship on the rocks and they're still gonna do that shit?
Well, my relationship was on the rocks.
That's
me and my ex did not spend New Year's together, and by within the first year we didn't do it, that was the fall off of the relationship. The whole time we chilled together on New Year's, we had great years. The relationship was fucked up. We didn't chill that year for New Year's, and then we was broken up about 2 years later. We was split. You feel what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, It's just a black, I don't know if it's a black woman thing, but it's just something that, I like to bring up. All right. All right, Keisha, let me go to the next caller. All right. Thanks for all
right.
You going to hang around?
I'm on here, yeah.
Okay, all right. Happy New Year to you, though, for real.
Thank you. Happy New Year, guys. Welcome back, to Reg, wherever you been, homie.
Yeah, appreciate it, baby. I'm here now. Happy New Year.
Okay. So, Keisha, are you coming to the A for New Year?
Hey, Keisha, I got you a present.
No, I'm so upset. Ugh.
Why not?
Don't even remind me.
Okay, my bad.
Because.
Okay.
No, it's okay. It's not a big issue. I just, I'm afraid to drive my car up there right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
so
if
we
definitely want to get broken down.
So if we say you're a runner, you can't.
Well, it's not about breaking down. I'm just, I need new tires, and I know it's been snowy and icy, and I don't want to be slipping and sliding.
Ah, it ain't like, nah, it's Georgia.
Hey,
you'll be all right.
So if we, say you're a runner, can you still make it? Can you drive 415?
Yeah. You know how many times I've been to Atlanta back and forth by myself, homie. If you get me a rental, I will be on the road tomorrow.
Whoa!
P-Rex! Hey!
Oh, my God.
Hey, you didn't mean like that, Keisha.
Hey, that's Keisha, baby. That's my homie.
Maybe you didn't mean like that, Keisha. My bad.
It's okay.
After the show, we might have to make that happen. You like a faithful listener. I feel that.
All right.
Yeah, get your babysitter together. You know what I'm saying? Hang up and get your babysitter together.
Oh, that's already taken care of. I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow then. How about that? You just hang around. We'll see you tomorrow.
You can't leave until 12:05. You can't leave until 12:05 or 11:05.
Okay, look.
You know what I mean? You already know what we're talking about.
That's fine.
Back to house, nigga. All right, Keisha, hang on. Michigan girl. All
right.
You bet the house.
Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Baby?
Happy Reg.
What's happening, baby? What's happening?
Hello? Doctor? Oh, she on.
Yo, Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So,
Michigan.
Thanks for calling the show. You know what I mean? You got something to say? You got someone to holler the homegirl about?
No, let's get it popping.
What is she wasted at the video shoot?
wait a minute, hold on, what?
I said you was wasted at the video shoot.
That was no such thing.
Oh, hey,
Pee-wee, can you confirm with the man last
thing? Hey, you was that wasted that you don't remember?
That you was wasted?
That's how you really know you fucked up, when you don't remember you was fucked up. Not when you say
I wasn't. I wasn't wasted. I was just a little tipsy. That's all. That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
Hey, you know what? I ain't mad at you, but you was drunk as a motherfucker. Let's go.
Episode 133. New Year's resolutions. That's what we're talking about here on K1's Internet Radio today. 347-934-0960. That's the number to tune into the show. If you listen to me via Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Welcome, but please call the phone lines and participate in the show if you listen to me on the internet. The number to dial, once again, is 347-934-0966. You get it? That's the number, all right? Hit us up. We'd like to hear from you for the last episode of the year for K-100. Michigan girl, do you make New Year's resolutions? And, well, first of all, do you or don't you?
No, I really don't.
Okay, why don't you? What? Everybody got a problem making New Year's resolutions. Why don't you make New Year's resolutions?
I just don't make New Year's resolutions because I figure if you're going to make goals and you really, truly plan on sticking to them, you wouldn't wait until it's getting ready to be a new year to make them. You would make them all through the year. And, you know, and as you accomplish one goal, then you would set another goal for yourself. So I just don't make New Year's resolutions.
I mean, but... And that's what I'm saying. Like, I said at the beginning of the show, in the synopsis of the show, that everybody makes these New Year's resolutions. You feel what I'm saying? And everybody, it's not that you don't have other goals or make other goals, you know what I'm saying, throughout the fucking whole year. You feel what I'm saying? It's just the fact that, you know, when New Year's comes around, you say, okay, I wanted to do this, whatever. But sometimes you just got like a something that you really just want to make sure that you really just get done. And it's something that you just... really want to go hard at once the new year hit, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand that too, but in my experience, I found that a lot of times when people make New Year's resolutions, they tend to not follow through with them also. So that's another reason why I don't make them.
Okay.
Well, we're glad you fell through the video shoot.
Yep, that's what's up. She got a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's looking fly and dapper. Keisha F did come to the video shoot down in the Bay, too. She just came late, and I was basically done shooting when she got there. I was on the last scene when she got there, and it got dark. But Keisha did come to the video shoot, so thanks. Shouts out to her.
Appreciate the support. You know what I'm saying?
All my K100 people that came to the video shoot, I appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, I definitely appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, man. Y'all fucking with Chainas. You know, we going to keep it up, speed it up, and do what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all for that. Chainas.
All right. Michigan.
You can't get the name right. You just all over the place tonight. Okay.
Yeah. So look, I know you don't make resolutions or whatever, but what goals? It is not a resolution, so we don't want to call it that. You said you don't make them, but what are your plans for 2011? What are you gonna be doing in 2011?
2011. Planning on making sure I travel. It's a couple places I'm definitely going before 2011 is over. And I'm going to be back in school in 2011. Took a little break this last couple of months. I'm going to be back in school.
Okay.
Other things I already decided on like a couple months ago.
Okay, so you're traveling. Where are you going to travel to?
I'm definitely going to Vegas before 2011.
Hey! It goes on in Vegas, stays in Vegas. Everybody knows I went to Vegas. I had a ball. I shot a couple of shots in Vegas for the video too. That I got in the video. Bet the house once again tomorrow. You dig? Love new bitches.
This shit is like a fucking world for me, man. Y'all niggas just understand we do it at a different level.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
What other way to do it than to bring in the new year to let y'all know that we won't stop, man? You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's it, dude. This why this my motherfucking nigga. That's the whole point of me dropping a video on you fuck niggas at New Year's Eve, noon, to give you niggas something to goddamn start to hate on. Hit your reset button, niggas. Alright?
No, I tell you
hit
what.
Your motherfucking heat. All you haters gonna have to hit reset for the whole year with that motherfucker.
Hey, I tell you what.
That's the whole point of me doing
that.
No,
I got something for your haters. Why y'all nigga hating on Chainas? When that shit hit, fuck your bitch off this shit, nigga. Bet the house. The favorite punchline to me in that song is "On drug all night."
She deserves something to eat. I can at least cook the bitch breakfast. That's all I'm saying, Pete.
That wasn't in the line.
I'm just saying.
Y'all niggas gotta understand, man. When Bro writes these songs and all this shit, it's not fabricated, man. This shit is like real. He had actually done that shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel sorry for the bro. They got drug out, like.
Well, she didn't feel sorry. That's what she asked me to do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what niggas is, man. Step it up over here. Push up, Charlie, man. You know what I'm saying? All in your girl back, ill mouth, whatever you want to call it, man. That's what we doing. All
right. All right, Keisha. I mean, Michigan girl. My bad. I just killed myself. Charlie,
damn. Hey, Michigan.
What's up?
Is it good for you?
What would be a great way for you? I don't know what's going to be. You know, Pete, that's, you already know how it is. Y'all might as well get used to this shit, y'all.
For those of y'all
who wasn't here when Pete was here at the beginning of before he had to take a little break from co-hosting, this is everything thing, all right? So, Michigan girl, what would be a great way for you to bring the New Year's in? How would you like to bring the New Year in?
I just like to be, you know, chilling with some people, maybe at a house party, or just, you know, people that I'm cool with. They ain't on no drama, they ain't on no bullshit. Everybody just trying to have a good time, and that's what it'll be.
Yeah, I like that. I told you once again.
I like it because she didn't even say I wanted to be booed up. One time for that. Two times for that. So, three times for Bet the House.
Alright, so look, I like house parties. I want it. If anybody having a motherfucking monster house party in the A this motherfucking New Year's to avoid me going to the fucking club, I really don't want to go, but I'm not going to be at the house, but I really don't want to go. If anybody having a bomb ass house party and it's a bunch of grown folks, cool people, I ain't got to worry about motherfucking catching another charge in this bitch.
Hey, it won't be, man. Hey, one thing about it, he won't catch this one, nigga. Guess what? Damn it. Niggas would catch this one, man, you know.
That's, you know, yeah. But then again, that was at a house party. I was at when that went down. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, Michigan girl.
But them fuck niggas deserve that shit, man. You
right.
Take my shit. Do what to my shit? Come on, man. Get it.
Not happening. Michigan girl. What if this was the last year on earth for you, this your last year on earth, what would be the one thing that you would want to do?
Besides making sure my kids is going to be financially taken care of, I would probably travel the whole year if this was my last year, and I'd see, like, every state in the United States, and then I go outside of the country and do some traveling.
All right. That's what's up. Everybody, traveling, a lot of people might pick traveling. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people might pick traveling. All right. Last question. If you was in a relationship, if you was in a relationship, right, and you booed up for real, it's a real deal. Now, this ain't no goddamn just fly by night shit. This your man. He don't want to spend New Year's with you. He want to go out and party or whatever. Is it a problem?
No.
Oh, I love that. What if he had a problem with it? What if he had a problem with it? But you
he had a problem with me wanting to go out, can go out, but he don't want me to go out. Which one?
Well, we're going to keep it 100. I mean, we all grown. Ain't nobody finna sit in the house while another motherfucker go out and party. All right?
I don't know now.
You got some people that expect that. No lie. So
this is what I have for them. All you niggas that sitting around thinking your old lady finna sit in the house and shit, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? While you go out with your homeboys and shit and party and shit, then over. As a matter of fact, she might have already been over here. You know what I mean? That's all she doing.
Nigga, if she will be back, washed up and ready for you.
Because nobody, that's unfair, and we don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't advocate no unfair shit in a relationship. Oh, you know what I'm saying? She got to be kind of even across the board if you want that shit to work. It's 2010, not 1956, nigga. So get your mind right with that right there. You feel what I'm saying? All right, Michigan girl. Thanks for calling the show. Please stay on the phone line. Let me get you the rest of these calls, all right?
All right,
baby.
Thank you.
Shay.
Okay. What it do? What's going on?
What's happening?
What's happening? What's popping, baby?
Nothing much. Hey, T-Rez, how you been? Miss you, bro.
Hey, baby, you know I miss you. What's happening?
episode 133. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you want to holler at me. But welcome if you just want to phone line and you just want to talk and listen.
What's Shay, I am looking forward to your album. I am looking forward to it.
How you
doing?
Looking forward to my
album. No, she just, sometimes she just keeps it so real that, you know, other people have to follow through, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I have to keep it real. Ain't no need not keeping it real. You know, ain't fooling
right.
Nobody but yourself.
Right. Yeah. All right. So let's get it cracking. Episode 133 with Shay. Shay, do you do New Year's resolutions? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's good. So. Since you do, you're the first person so far that said, yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. She break the molds all the time. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, first question is, do you normally follow through with your New Year's resolutions when you do it?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I don't always make them, but when I do, I pretty much try to follow through with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you follow through with the ones that you made from 09 going into
2010?
Yeah, for the most part, I sure did. Because last year was a terrible year for me, so yeah, I sure did.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So, what are your resolutions then for
this coming up year?
Yeah. What are your resolutions?
Let's see. This coming up year. When I say last year, I don't mean 2010. I mean 2009, the year before.
Right.
For 2011, I have like three goals actually. One is to get better control of my financial situation, which includes, my career, like getting a better career choice, which is going to entail relocating and also doing some traveling.
Okay. Where you want to travel to?
I want to travel all over the place, but my first stop is Vegas.
God damn it. Party. They all want to get wasted. Hey.
Y'all might think
we didn't get drunk no more. We get wasted.
Y'all might think there's some funny shit, man, but nigga,
man.
Change. We gonna do a big trip, and
Wait a minute, hold up. He hasn't been here, and he might He might fall out with me about this because I haven't told him about it. K100 is planning a cruise October. Hopefully P has not, because I didn't mention it to P, but we set it up. Keisha F actually set it up with all the K100 people go on the cruise. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There was a deadline. Keisha, hold on. Let me see if Keisha's still online. Hold on, Shay. Keisha.
What's up?
Is it too late for P to pay the little fee to go on the cruise?
I doubt it. I'm sure he can send it in.
Right. That's what's
like
up.
That first time payment.
We had to pay like a
$20
deposit. You know what I'm saying? Like a locking in. But all the people in the offices and the people who really participate in the show, we're planning the cruise for October next year. Of course, P. Reg, are you going, P?
I'm going, nigga. Like, all right. Hold on.
Hey, you know, they're serious now. They've been talking about this shit.
Man, look, man. Hold on, bro.
No, I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
For real.
Come on, man.
Fine.
Anyway, y'all niggas just get ready, man, because your boy gonna be acting the motherfucking balls to the nut.
All right, Keisha. Okay, Shay, back to Shay. Back to Shay, episode 130.
Oh, man, that's gonna be lovely, man.
P-Red, you better go. I don't care if you act the monkey or not, you better go.
Baby, look, soon this show ended, I'm doing like everything I need to do, man. And better yet, my first 25 push-ups. Yeah, baby,
So, Shay, what would be an ideal way for you to bring in the New Year's? How would you like to celebrate it?
Oh, with some good friends and getting toasty.
Toast? What kind of toasty? That kind of toasty?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how I get toasted with some drinks, getting warm and fuzzy.
Oh, party, this
game. Oh, it's going to go down, nigga.
Okay.
It's toasty, slaying toasty. Yeah. Yeah, nigga, you know toasty time, two to the third power? Yeah.
Both of them good. Both of them good. You should actually get
I
want
to be on some bubbly.
Yeah, you want champagne?
Oh, bubbly?
At midnight, I want to be, you know, sipping a little champagne just because, you know, that's what you do. But, you know, after midnight and before midnight, I can be drinking anything else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, don't go to sleep, baby. All right. Don't go to sleep.
So, next question. Next question.
I'm good once I go to sleep, P. I ain't no good.
Right,
oh,
right.
Hey, you
be
hey, your ass in trouble then. Oh, you in trouble, girl. You in trouble.
All right. So, look, Shay, so if 2011 was your last year on Earth, what would be the one thing that you want to do?
Road trip. Hop in the car and just go.
All right, everybody wants to travel, man. Shit. Everybody
hey,
wants
hey,
to...
all right, they saying that shit, but you can do a lot in a fucking car on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can stop wherever you want to stop. You can stay as long as you want to stay. Just hop in the car, just go. You see some, oh, let's pull over and take a look at that.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
and you,
right.
And you can do things that you never did in places you never did.
Mm-hmm.
See, mine bad, man. See, mine is bad. This nigga, mine is bad.
He missed us. That's what it is. He missed us.
Hey.
Never truly shame the devil. You missed us.
Yeah, if you can tell what I was thinking of.
Yeah. All right, so last question, Shay. If you're in a relationship, he your man, and you boo it up. This nigga better be around on New Year's, clock strike 12, or do you really care?
I care because whatever you're doing at New Year's, and if you're having a good time doing it up or whatever New Year's, you're going to be having a good time doing it up all year. So, yeah, I care.
I told you that bullshit.
We ain't necessarily got to be at the house all booed up, but, you know, I want to have fun, but, yeah, we're going to have to be in each other's vicinity.
I told you. You're going to see. Watch.
I'm just saying, who told you that bullshit?
Watch as I take these calls tonight. All these females, watch. You see?
I don't care what nobody say. It ain't just got to do with your man. If you're broke on New Year's, you're going to be broke all year. So I always make sure to have some kind of money in my pocket. So, no matter whatever you're doing at the end of the year, that's what you're going to be doing all year. So keep that in mind.
So you're going to be partying and fucking all year.
I'm going to do my damn this
party. Damn.
I like that.
Damn, she went from a C6 to a V8 on your motherfucker. She got a Hemi now, nigga. That motherfucker went from a 4-cylinder to a Hemi.
Yeah.
Got a shit to say. Who does that?
All right. All right, stay on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right. Rock with me, baby. Rock with me.
Coos on deck.
Oh, my God. One more time.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'm in Walmart, so I got to be kind of quiet.
Oh, shit. I'll tell you what.
You want me to come back to your line?
Coos on deck.
Yeah, because I just walked in Walmart. Cool. Come right back to me in a minute.
No. Hey,
just take another one when you're ready.
Hey, cool.
What?
Go over there with the pants and bras, and we're going to call you back, all right?
Okay, that's what's up.
All right, man, you missed it. Oh, hit number one when you're ready. All right, babe.
Okay.
All right.
Who said?
Man, you missed it. Man, the episode that she snapped on her goddamn boyfriend or something. Co-host P. Reg, you know what I'm saying? We had a scheduling conflict, but he's going to be back in the building. He's going to be coming to the show more as much as possible when the new year turns back like he was. He was here for every episode at first.
Yeah, but he had a scheduling conflict.
Back.
I'm home, man. You know,
yeah.
It's good to be home, man. You know what I'm saying?
But this is my co-host P. Reg, so I'd like to introduce you to Jenna. Now, we fucks with Jenna. Jenna's a white girl. Let's just get this out of the way. Jenna's white, but Jenna's my motherfucking homegirl. Jenna called the show damn near every motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? Jenna got her black baby daddy. They be getting it in. I'm gonna show P. Reg a picture of Jana because he doesn't know he's been gone for a minute. Hold on a second.
Jana.
Stop. Hold on. Let me find her. Where is he at? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Did you change the profile picture?
Well, I did. Of course I did.
This nigga got Pimp C on the damn pro. This is a true Texas bitch right here. Pimp C on her profile picture and shout it. I think she knew what you were doing. Okay. All right, Jana. What type of Jana with Pimp C? That's Jana right there. How you doing, Jenna?
Well, hey.
Jenna.
How's it going?
All right. So now Pete knows what you look like, Jenna. Okay.
Woo!
Episode 133. Stop this, everybody. Jenna, do you do New Year's resolutions?
For the most part, I don't, because when I was younger, I did it like a couple of times, but it never really meant much to me. So.
Okay. So you don't do them anything like that right there, just because they don't mean anything to you, basically, or is it because you just don't follow through with them? What's the real reason? The honest reason?
A little bit because I don't follow through with them, mainly because when I do it on my own, when I set, you know, my own way, it comes out a lot better.
Okay. Well, wait a minute, Jenna.
No.
Well, if you set it your way, either way it go, baby. If you set it, it doesn't matter. You setting the goal yourself. It doesn't matter.
How you know she set her own goals?
You are setting your own goals, aren't you, Jenna?
Right. I'm saying. Well, I mean, yeah. I feel more in control. It as to feeling like I have to do it. I feel more in control because I choose to do it, and this is when like. That's when I choose to do it. I will follow through with it more so than having to feel like I'm getting pushed into it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I kind of sort of do, but if you set the goal, you got to motivate. You got to set the goal, motivate yourself. I mean, whether you set it December 31st or October the 11th or April 3rd, you feel what I'm saying? What's the goal to set? And you go out and you go hard, you go for it. I mean, it really isn't any different. So. For everybody that's saying they don't make New Year's resolutions because they feel like when they make the New Year's resolution, there's some kind of added pressure because it's a New Year's resolution, I don't understand about that whole part right there. That's missing me because you set the goal regardless. I don't understand.
Me neither. I'm lost.
Huh?
Lost.
You lost?
Yeah.
Well, that's just how Jenna likes to do it. Next question. Jenna.
Well, I appreciate it, baby.
Jenna, what would be a ideal way for you to bring in 2011. How would you like to bring it in?
Oh, most definitely at the house with family and friends and lots of alcohol.
Lots of alcohol?
Lots of music.
Lots of alcohol and music. Are you throwing a party this year by any chance?
I'm thinking about going to a family's gathering, but it's going to have, like, a lot of other people. It's going to have, like, a good mix of people, you know, people that are close to the family and shit. That's what I'm leaning towards, too, yeah. All
right. I like doing shit like that on New Year's.
What's your favorite drink?
Ooh, Hennessy and Coke.
Damn.
She tipsy, get that.
True Pimp C fan. Janet, 2011 was the last year on Earth for you. It's the last year on Earth. What would be the one thing you got to do?
I would go to another country.
Okay.
I want to go to motherfucking, damn it. I missed that episode when y'all were talking about where y'all want to travel to.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you wasn't on there. But where would you like to go?
It was one you wanted to go to.
Oh, shit.
What, Amsterdam?
Yeah.
That's because you a weed head.
That's where I want to go to.
Smoke pot to get high and shit. That's where you want to go in. That's where I want to go. I'm just asking you.
Where you want to go
to. Because Jana's a fucking weed head. Next question, Jana. If you're in a relationship, this is the last one. I'm going to the next caller. If you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship right now. If your man tell you he don't want to hang with you on New Year's, is it a problem?
Well, I don't feel that it's a problem because there's been times that we haven't. And it was...
And y'all still making
reasonable.
It work?
It was still reasonable, and yeah. I didn't have no hurt feelings or nothing. So, no.
I think it's because Jenna's white.
Black girl!
Black lady. All these black girls got a problem with that
I'm
shit.
To
that nigga better be in the building. We ain't gotta be, you know, they ain't gotta be in the same side of the club. You can go to the reggae room and I can go to the R&B room, nigga, but you better be in the same club. We better be in the same house. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep asking, all right? Jenna, thanks for calling the show, baby. Real pretty, appreciate it.
MC.
Next caller, is this LL? LL? Well, she's on the line. She didn't hit the number one. El Panama.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show, man. This is the homie that shall remain nameless. You know what I'm saying?
He
changed his name. Now his name is El Panama. That's a trap hotel in Panama City where everybody's
El Panama
racing
now.
And shit.
Hey, I know when I be checking my phone, I be like, El Panama, he be...
man. Yeah, he's at a video shoot.
Shit's wild, man.
Yeah, yeah,
shit's
yeah.
Shit's real. El Panama, nigga. What's up, El Panama? You know it, everybody. Basically, El Panama.
Who that?
P-Reg? Yeah, P-Reg back there. Hey, nigga, what's happening?
P-Reg, a.k.a. Al Sharpton.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Let my hair down, man, and
holler
a couple of these bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I know. I ain't mad at you, dog. What's going on with y'all?
Hey, man, you know, we just glad you called in, man. You know, this the last episode of this 2010 before we going to 2011, man. We glad you called in.
For sure, man. For sure. Thanks.
No doubt.
So let's get into it. Episode 133.
Real nigga support. Real shit, nigga. El Palomar in the motherfucking building.
Homie, do you do New Year's resolutions? Do you do New Year's resolutions?
Man, no, I don't. I do New Year's goals. Resolutions are for people who ain't serious.
Okay.
Oh, that nigga breaks down.
He done went all goddamn psychological on our ass.
Hey, that nigga just said some shit, so y'all niggas didn't understand. We overstand that shit over here, man.
Right.
IQ is falling low, people.
All right, so the homie says he makes goals or whatever. What are your goals then for 2011, homie?
My goal is to get two more money making engines, you know, to add to my little repertoire, and get my business started, and teach myself how to play the bass guitar.
Oh, man. Oh, you gonna fuck with you? Oh, so when you get that right and you get that tight, you know you gonna fuck with Chalice, right? You come over here and lay something down with us, right?
I show Lamb. It's gonna sound like one of them Too Short beats with a tight bass line.
Oh yeah. We know the love. Let's ball. You know we got to hear the song we got with Short. You ever heard that song? Hey,
you know,
uh
oh. Did we lose him?
Yeah, we lost him. He must have his phone dropped. He'll call back. I'll get him back on the line when he calls back. He'll probably call back. He might have dropped the call.
Yeah.
347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. All right. Thanks for coming. There he is. I knew he was going to call right back. All right. 832, you up next. Air Panama is back on the line. All right. So, homie.
Yes, sir.
We gonna get you to play some of that bass line, drop some of that bass line for one of these tracks and shit when you get right though. I really like that that New Year's resolution though to learn how to play the bass. I'm fucking with that.
Now the hardest part about that shit, he said, I'm gonna teach myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You one of those personal challenges, man. You know.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Real niggas do real shit, man. Real niggas fuck with real niggas, man.
Exactly. I like that. I like that one right there though. You
that nigga
me?
Said I'm gonna teach myself.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Let you know that a nigga ain't lazy, man.
Cause you know what, man? When I was 7 years, you know, when I was seven, my daddy gave me the choice of getting a bass guitar or a Sega Genesis. Man, if I had a chance to do that over again, I would have got the bass guitar instead of the damn Sega Genesis. You know.
Right.
Live
and
you learn, huh?
Yeah. But it's never too late to learn though. It's never too late to learn. All right, next question, homie.
Your daddy did something good though, homie.
Yeah. What would be an ideal way for you to celebrate New Year's? How you want to bring it in?
Man, you know what? I done did some of everything, you know. Any Uh-oh. Type of way you could celebrate New Year's, I done did it. So, you know, I'm gonna kinda try to, you know, dumb it down a little bit. I might even go to church, man. I hadn't decided yet, you know. So,
oh really?
You
say you're gonna dumb it down?
Yeah.
I'm gonna dumb it down.
I'm not opposed to people who go to church. That's all good. My problem is the motherfuckers who go to watch night service and at 12:20 after they done got them set in church and they was in church at 12, get their black ass up and then go to the motherfucking club and party and get fucked up.
They sure do.
Type of shit I be talking about right there. No. If you got them go to church and stay in church, that's how you would bring it in. Stay your ass to church and then take your ass home. No, don't leave church at 12:20 and then go out to the motherfucking club.
Women go to church.
If you do that, this is for you, okay, 100.
Women ask some men do this. They go to church.
I don't know.
Go to the club.
That's like going to church on Easter. You ain't been all the rest of the year.
the show I'm talking about.
Hey, Blue. Hey, is Boogie throwing a party?
What'd you say, Gus?
I said, is Boogie throwing a party?
Ah, no, because if he was throwing a party, if that nigga throwing a party and I ain't heard about it, and by now,
we're going to be real mad at it.
Houston, he has a problem. Yeah! He better not be throwing the motherfucking party and I ain't heard about it. I don't think so. He better not be throwing the motherfucking party and I ain't heard about it, nigga. Me and him going to have some choice words, and I mean that. Alright, yeah, Terrence, I said it, nigga. What? Alright, homie, next question.
Yeah, he might be kind of saucy.
Yeah, if 2011 was your last year on Earth, homie, what would be the one thing that you got to do?
Ooh, man. You know what? I just had to make sure my soul right with the Lord. You know, that's what I'll go
not
ahead and
that's the realest, nigga.
That's the realest, nigga. That's a little too serious, yeah. Al Panama. What the fuck else you want to do? Tell me, do you want to skydive? If I feel that one, I'm stuck with answers. But give me an action that you want to do. I respect that one. And I like the answer. What about like doing some adventure or something like that? What would be something that you want to do?
I go ahead. You know what? Yeah, since you said it. I'll go ahead and make me a trip to Africa.
To Africa?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go back to the motherland and, you know, check that out because I've always wanted to do that.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Now, who knows, too? I might go ahead and just bring a child in the world just so I have
Okay. So last question for you, homie. If you're in a relationship, all right, you in a relationship, or have you ever been in a, have you ever been in a relationship with a black woman on New Year's and then try to not hang with her? I'm gonna ask you from that perspective since you a dude.
No, I sure had. No, I always went ahead and gave her that night, you know.
Cause you already know what it is if you don't, right?
And yeah, shoot.
It's gonna be a
motherfucking
song. Say what?
That's one night. I always done gave it to her, you know. If I was in a serious relationship.
Because what a lot of people don't understand about that, you feel what I'm saying, is that for some reason, and I don't know why, you know what I'm saying, but when it comes to black women, you gotta chill with your boo on New Year's, and it's going 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be a motherfucking problem.
Because if you don't, the rest of your year going to be hell.
Right. That's and per. Like I said, that's a superstition, and at the same time, that's just how a lot of women are. You feel what I'm saying? That's just what we're going right. All right, homie, thanks for calling the show. Please stay on the line, all right?
Yeah, one time for my big homie, El Panama, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
man.
All right.
I'm fucking with you, dog.
All right.
All right.
Hang on. 832, then Coos, then Key. What's happening in that order? I'm coming to everybody.
Yeah.
832.
Hey.
Oh, Lexipool, what's happening, baby?
Nothing. I'm good. I'm feeling pretty. Just got my hair done. Look.
Shit.
It's blowing in the wind.
Who done that shit? Who done that shit?
What? Who did it?
Who did your hair?
My hairstylist. She's the mom.
Really? Is it on your shoulders?
No, it's my real hair, baby. I got hair. It's flowing in the wind. I want the real stuff.
Oh, roll that goddamn window up while you on the damn radio show, please. Let me so I can hear you.
She want that wind off.
I'd like to introduce you to my homie P. Reg. My homie Chris is also in the studio with me tonight.
Hey, you guys. How y'all doing?
No, this is my co-host. He had to take a little sabbatical from the show, but he's back. He's going to be back.
Hey, co-host.
What's up, baby? Your scalp is feeling wonderful.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good.
Oh, you ready to show off for the new year?
I'm always showing out. Nah, I'm not. I'm good, though. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Lexipool,
episode 133. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I actually didn't make a New Year's resolution, but it kind of fell into my lap. A couple days ago, I signed up for a membership and I got my personal trainer today. And I mean, it's not for nobody else, because if I ask all the niggas I know, they'd be like, "Oh, Lexipool, you look fine." But it's for myself. Like, I got a target that I'm trying to make. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm trying to tone and get lean and build muscle. You know, lift the booty. And, you know, I'm trying to get that Beyonce on. I mean, my booty is fine, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm trying to get my Beyonce. I'm trying to get,
well,
I don't want no fat. I want all muscle.
Wait a minute. I'm going to Lexi Poo's Facebook page. So
lift my muscle.
We can judge whether or not Lexi Poo's okay with the ass. let's see here.
Is he on my Facebook page?
Okay. That's Lexi Poo. Okay, so is Lexi Poo good with the ass piece?
Oh, Lord, he on my face. He on my face. What that little bang thing at you be banging? Get on my face. But, no, I mean, you know, I'm just, it's that, like, my body is starting to, you know, jiggle a little bit. And, you know, it's like I'm eating all the wrong stuff, so I just want to get that super tight. Like, my workout plan is all cardio. It's not about losing weight. It's about gaining muscle, making sure the thighs are thick and tight and nice and big. And, you know, I'm trying to,
After you build that house, we're going to move in that motherfucker.
Wait, my house already look good, but I don't want to go for good. I want to go for greater. So
we're
trying to make a big thing.
I'm saying, baby, you know, change to home improvements and makeovers.
I got a nice foundation. I'm just trying to build it up, you know, Louis.
It's all good. We poke concrete.
All right. So, Lexi Fu, what would be a great way for you to bring the New Year's in? How would you like to bring New Year's in?
To be honest with you, I would like to bring the New Year's, you know, drinking and having sex all night.
I'm gonna be real.
Hey, that was in my ear. Wait a minute. That shit went in my ear hole. You hear me? Ain't drinking and having sex.
I mean, you know, make people gonna keep it real. Like sometimes I be being all prissy and stuff, which I am, but I'm just gonna keep it real. Like I like to bring the New Year's in with a nice, thick, long. But since that ain't gonna be happening, I'm gonna be at church. Y'all call me. You know what? Y'all call me what y'all want to call me, but I'm keeping it real. I'm just saying what nobody else want to say.
Look.
Y'all say what y'all want to say.
Let me answer my R. Kelly question. Shit.
What's that? But you know what, Blizz, I'm just saying what nobody else said. I believe in God. Yes, I do. But I sin just like the next man. So, I mean, hey, I can still praise the Lord. He know he ain't finished with me yet. He ain't done with me yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real.
What do
you want
me to lie?
I prefer to be honest, man.
Hey.
But instead, you're
going to
go to church.
Church, man.
Okay.
Hey, I just
want to do both. I ain't gonna do both, but you know.
Oh, so you want so okay, so
you want him to Christian the body first. You won't go to church and
I wouldn't dare do that. You know, if I would do that, I would take my ass home. All right.
Long as you, that's what I was just trying to clear that up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, clear that up.
All right.
What's your favorite three positions? I wanna know shit.
God damn it, Pete.
I gotta get
leg
it out of.
Number three,
I got a question. 1, 2, 3.
We'll get them in the after party.
that's what it is.
We're gonna get. P wants to ask you 3 questions in the after party.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So next question, Lexi Poo.
On this side of the other,
if this is your last year on Earth, what would be one thing that you got to do before you leave?
I'd rather not say.
See, you don't say that everything, yo.
I know what I want to do, but I ain't gonna see it.
Say it. You ain't keeping it real if you don't say it.
One thing I would want to do is I would want to see my daddy because, you know, I'd like to be real because my dad doesn't have visitation rights at all. Like, he has life, so it's like I'm never going to be able to see him again. And so it's like they won't even let us visit him. Like, he's on, like, lockdown. So it's like, that's, you know, that would be the one thing that I would want to do, be able to see my daddy. Because, I miss my daddy. I'm a daddy's girl. Like, so I miss my daddy. That's my heart.
All right. Hey, that's cool. I like that one. If you got a man, your boyfriend, you know what I'm saying, your boo or whatever husband, is it a problem if he does not spend New Year's with you? If y'all don't bring New Year's together, is it a problem?
That's funny.
is it a problem?
If it's your man, your boyfriend,
it
is. But if it's your boo or something, I mean, what the fuck you supposed to do about it? I mean, hey.
I'm asking you if it's your boyfriend or your man. Be your man, is he supposed to bring New Year's in?
He should. I mean, but to be real with you, like, a lot of men, they don't want to be up under their girl. You know, they want to be out having fun, you know, doing shit that they can't normally do for the other 364 days of the year. But if my man wanted to go out and hang out at the club for New Year's Eve or whatever, as long as he come back home to me and put it down, like, I wouldn't care. I'm being real. Let your man have fun. I mean, come on now. He be up on your ass every other day. Let him have fun.
I like it. I agree wholeheartedly. All right, Lexi.
Because he don't come back home, you know.
You're right. All right. Stand by, baby.
Thanks to you.
All right. Cuso, Deck, then King, then LL.
What's going on?
What are you doing, man?
Walmart pretty popular tonight, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Wally World?
Yeah. You already know.
I went earlier that old girl that just got off of that Walmart. She said, we Club Walmart.
Club by Toyota Wallet World. Hey, fellas, once again, fellas. Best club in the city. The Club Wallet World on 138 in Stockbridge be popping on Friday, nigga. Try to tell you. I don't got to go to the club on Friday. I can go to Walmart.
Okay.
All the chicks you ever want to holler at. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, episode 133. All right. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I do sometimes. I did this time for 2011.
Yeah. So what did
I
you,
did. I did.
What is your New Year's resolution?
I have two, actually. One is to exercise and just be healthy all around, period. Just be more healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the other one is, since I'm going back to school, was just, you know what I'm saying, to maintain and just try to, you know what I'm saying, pace myself and not let it overwhelm me. Just, you know what I'm saying, take it in stride, take it day by day, and, you know what I'm saying, follow through with it. All right,
so, but what time are you going back to school? You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, because you know, you're my homegirl. We go way back. I'm really glad
Thank
that you,
you. I appreciate it.
Really glad that you're trying to just, you know what I'm saying, do something that's, you know what I mean? You know,
straight and narrow.
You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now, of course,
exactly.
You're going to be
it's,
you.
It's time. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't never been time before, it's time now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, though. So I really am glad to hear you talk like that, to hear you say shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Because you're the homegirl. I wish nothing but the best for you. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
right.
Thank you, honey. Thank
all right. So, for the next question, you already got your New Year's and everything lined up. How would you like to bring in this New Year's? What are your plans?
My plans for this New Year's, tomorrow, I am going to be surrounded by my children, and we're going to be safe and out of harm's way, and we just, you know what I'm saying, going to bring it in together as a family. I don't plan on going out, you know what I'm saying, because that's the way I want to be for the 2011. I want to be more family-oriented, so that's how I'm bringing it in.
All right. We all got to grow up sometime. It's inevitable. Fucking inevitable.
And why not now? And why not now?
Why not?
Exactly.
But please, don't change everything.
I'm not going to change everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you hear people say, a new year, a new me. It's not a new me. It's just a better me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's exactly.
Right. This makes perfect. So you are absolutely right.
Right. If 2011 was your last year on Earth, what would be the one thing you have to do?
I would have to get right. You know what I'm saying? With my creator, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would really have to get right with my creator. If I know that this is gonna be the end of me, you understand what I'm saying? I really need to get right with my creator.
All right, that's understandable. I like that answer. El Panama said the same thing. But what would be an action that you would want to do? Like, what would be some kind of adventure or some kind of thing that you've always wanted to do physically on this earth?
Now, y'all don't think I'm a pure white girl when I tell y'all this, but this is something that I really want to do. I really want to go skydiving.
No, I want to do that.
I want to go skydiving.
I don't know why I want to
jump my black ass out of plane, but I know.
I'm going to do it, too. I don't know if it's going to be this year or not, but
Let me stay in the plane.
You say what? He really is not going to do it. I'm going to do it, though. You ain't going to skydiving with me, Sean. You know what I'm saying? I want to make
we
sure
we need to get
my
that
daughter.
Going on, for real. Like,
hold on. Yeah, they got a group rate. Anybody else that want to skydive, man, y'all get
nigga,
in, man.
Count me in, man. Y'all niggas know something.
You ain't
going to
jump out that damn plane, man.
Nigga, bro.
You going to jump out the plane?
You jumping out that motherfucker?
I'm jumping out that motherfucker.
All right, then. What the hell you think? You thought this Mark and C. Mark and Duke, nigga, that might be my last time seeing you too. I got a jump, nigga. I got a jump, bro. Jumping. Hit parachute might not come out. He might can grab hold of me and we can see that red.
Hey,
yeah, nigga,
you're right.
Out.
I ain't gonna do it by my damn self.
You see what I'm saying? All right, then.
I ain't going by myself. Yeah. I ain't doing it by myself.
I'm gonna jump out that motherfucker with a camera on my helmet. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. We're gonna get out of
here. We're gonna chop it up and find a cut. All right, Maya.
What's up?
My bad.
You good? It's my ear. See, it is what it is. I'm being me. Well, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I am who I am.
So, if you got a man, he your boo now. This your
hold
boo.
Hold on. Did you just say man? Because the last what you just told me what just happened, I don't even think that was... This is
oh, yeah, you want to check that out. That was episode 107. It was called Redemption. Check it out.
right, she already knew which one it was.
Hey, you know, hey, hey, Cousin, you know you my nigga, and I know you straight at me. Hey, I fuck with that, man. Soon we sign off, I'm signing in on that one. Man. I gotta get that.
Hey, all right, okay, now I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. So what if he do now? Do you have a problem with him not being with you when the clock strikes 12?
I don't. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Because it may be not his fault. It may be some shit I want to do at 12 o'clock that don't involve him. You understand what I'm saying? So,
Real shit.
Okay.
Real shit. All right. So, okay. That's what's up. All right. That's what's popping. That was the last question. Thanks for calling the show. And you going to hang around?
Yes, I am. I'm at Mo's. Y'all turn my mic off. I'm finna be smacking. I'm trying to get my groove on.
That's what's popping.
All right. You better be eating healthy.
King, what it do, baby? King!
I'm sorry. Hey, I had my phone on mute. You know it's loud in here.
Oh, okay. What's going on? You at work?
Nothing much. Yeah. On it always.
Hell no. That's the point. You own that wood. Never at work, Kevin. You the female Tommy around here.
Yeah, why Tommy to pay my bills at least?
All right. Episode 133. Of course you know, you hear P-Red is back in the building. Hey. Can you hear me? Oh, shit. Hello?
You
want me to come back? You loud. You want me to come back or something?
No, I just came in the locker room.
Okay, all right. There we go. All right.
Yo, Chief!
What's popping?
Hell, girl, what's that next?
What's going on? My favorite co-host of all time.
Man, you know one thing I want to tell you, Charlotte, keep dragging that wagon and we going to be all right. You can drag that wagon for a long time.
Now, let me ask you this. Was Key wasted at the video shoot?
Oh, boy, I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Episode
1.
You don't want to talk about it? No,
you know what?
Because
you
showed. That cheap-ass boxer had all us fucked up. You been like, what the fuck? We were looking at the name, like, what the hell, P-Rex done bought up in here?
Hey, that was the key, because everybody think they too rich and they want that top shelf shit.
Fuck that. That's what it was meant to do. Get you fucked up. That's what it was meant to do.
That shit had a Russian name we couldn't even pronounce. That shit was like in Russian or German or some shit.
Hey, I bought that because I wanted a lot of people to come to Berlin.
It served its purpose.
All right. Episode 133. Hold on a second. I knocked my headphone thing down. Hello?
Yes.
All right, episode 133. Do you make New Year's resolutions, Keith?
No.
You don't. Why don't you make New Year's resolutions?
I just don't. You know what I'm saying? I try to be a better person like every day. I try to be. So I'm like, it's no point in even doing all that just to let you end up letting yourself down.
Just try to be better every day. But I'm saying, like when people say that right there, I get that. But when you say that, like if letting yourself down, so do you let yourself down every time you don't accomplish your goal? I mean, that's just you constantly letting yourself down. If you haven't accomplished every goal that you set forth, even if it was a goal that you set forth 2 years ago in March, you feel what I'm saying? So why do you feel like it will be a letdown if you make a resolution and you don't necessarily get a chance to follow through with it? You feel like it's a letdown?
I feel like it's a letdown when people make New Year's resolutions because they make them over and over and over and every year. Just like, if when you start watching TV at the beginning of the year, you're going to start seeing all these gym memberships, Weight Watchers stuff. So they play on the fact, because that's one of the main things people say at the beginning of the year. Oh, I need to lose this weight. So you're going to start seeing all kind of commercials, because they know, they market this shit towards what people always say they're going to do and they never do.
Okay. You might be right. It might be certain things like losing weight, but what if
like certain popular ones that people always pick. Now, like if it's something like going if you in school, like what Mayu was just saying, that's a little different. People don't make
right.
that every year. She already
right.
in school. She like I just want to make sure I just follow through with this, get it in, you know, whatever. That's a little different.
Okay.
But, you know, I just like I said, if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it no matter what year it is and what all that other shit is or whatever.
All right. So how would you like to celebrate the New Year's? What's a good way to bring the New Year's in for you?
Yeah, I just as long as I ain't have to be at work, I'll be at work tomorrow.
Oh, damn. You got drafted?
But the thing is, I can't even remember because for the past 2 years, I've had to work. The past 10 years before that, I was in church every New Year. So, and the year before that one, I was getting it in on the New Year.
Maybe you should revert
so
back to that.
Maybe I need to go back to that. Yeah, that's what I need to do. Because we was in there getting lit together, and we was getting it in. So
hey,
drunk couldn't get out all clothes, but it was all good.
Damn it, man. I'm fucking with that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm over here showing Kika. I got my homeboy Chris, P-Regis. P-Regis is my homie, too. Any homie of P-Regis is the homie of mine. And he's in the studio. And every time somebody gets on the phone, I show him a picture of y'all on Facebook. And he's looking at your ass. And he's still staring at your ass right about now on the Facebook.
Oh, that happens a lot. It's real. Tell him it's real, too.
Yeah,
it's
not a booty
pat.
That's
real.
Yeah, he says see it's real.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Yeah, he just wants to know what everybody looks like, all these women on the line. Who are these women? And so we have to show them what we're working with.
Happy
on
New Year,
women.
Ladies. Happy New Year. That nigga, that's sweet. That nigga's a giblet. He's a giblet.
Don't believe that bullshit. He will take you for every dime you got.
All right. So
oh,
next question,
really?
Next question, Key.
This still Key?
Yeah, this still Key. If 2011 was your last... was your last year on Earth? What would be
you
one thing
that
you have to do?
Ass?
Yeah.
Did he show me that ass?
Yeah.
I was talking about her.
Stone Mountain.
Stone Mountain. Let me see. If it was my
You said
if it was my last New Year?
Yeah. If 2011 was gonna be your last year on Earth, what would be one thing that you wanted to do?
I would take my kids on like a trip around the world. So they can see everything they want to see before I go.
That's cool. I like that too. Everybody traveling is a good one. Traveling is a popular answer. Going around the world, going around the country. A lot of people are saying that, and I always advocate that. Man, I think people need to travel more. Like I said, I had a whole show on that one, and my whole point was people who travel more, the more traveled you are, it does make you a people like you don't have to agree with me, but I said that people who travel a lot are actually more intelligent by default, because the more you see, knowledge is a barometer of experience. So if you by default, if you experience more and you see more by traveling, you by default you're going to be intelligent and have more to offer than a person who hasn't. You feel what I'm saying? You may be able to comprehend. You feel me? Math computations more by reading a book and all that kind of. But when it comes down to just life in general, the more traveled that you are, you understand the world better.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you an intelligent person. So all these people that want to travel and go see these places, even if it's Vegas and you want to go over there and get fucked up, do it. Follow through with that New Year's resolution.
Do it.
Right. All right. Last question, Key. Is it a problem if your man don't want to chill with you on New Year's Eve? Is it a problem?
I've never had that problem before, so I mean, I really can't relate.
Well, you can't relate. But what if you had a man and your husband or whatever said, "I'm going out with the fellas to the club on New Year's
Eve"? That's fine.
You don't care?
I don't sweat the small stuff.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's what's popping. Hey, you don't care? He don't care? You know what I'm saying? Everybody not the same, but so far I got more women that say it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no.
What?
Hell no.
Like I said, I never had that issue before, so, I mean, but if it did come about, it wouldn't matter.
All right. Stay on the line, Key, all right?
All right.
All right. 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. You dig? Another reminder.
Yeah.
Another reminder.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, noon, Eastern time, so that's 11 o'clock in the Bay. You feel what I'm saying? But noon Eastern time, be looking out for the be on your Facebook, look out, your MySpace, or however you communicate with Blizzom. The world premiere of the video for Bet the House, you dig?
It is going down.
You feel what I'm saying? It's going down tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying?
Nigga, the ground at the top of the hill, nigga, followed by the player, nigga.
And in light of that fact, you feel what I'm saying?
We're going to end the show with Bet the House?
We're going to play it right now. Bet the House.
Shit. Let's go.
Alright, DJ, I looked out, turn me up in the headphones. Yeah, I finally made it, yeah. My grind got me on, yeah. Know from the hustle and my swag on the song.
Okay,
yeah, I'm super lyric, right? That's what I'm about, I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga, you can bet the house. I finally made it,
yeah.
My grind got me on,
yeah.
Know from my hustle and my swag on the song.
Right,
no, I'm not too difficult,
no.
Rapper from the south, I'm the winner. Go get it, nigga, you can bet the house.
Right.
If we 13 rappers, cut them all like I'm supposed to. Right up off the bat, I split the heads up off the track. I drown the game with my flows, then I'm batting down the hat.
Homie,
the whole stack, these other the rappers just blue. High pipers with a flute, I never follow when they boot. Shell, hollows when I shoot, like Agent Zero, what it do? Get it, superstar, I kill a nigga, try me by the moon. Got a toy, yo, swag, my foot stuck on the gas. Chicken back to my
come
place.
On,
then you know what's poppin', still rockin' the camcorder. Yeah, I love me some meat, so introductions are in order.
Yeah,
I finally made it.
Yeah.
My grind got me on.
Yeah.
Know from my hustle and my swag on the song.
Okay,
yeah, I'm super lyric, right? That's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house.
Yeah.
I finally made it.
Yeah.
My grind got me on.
Yeah.
Know from my hustle and my swag on the song.
Right.
No, I'm not too difficult.
No.
Rapper from the south. I'm the winner, go get it, nigga, who can bet the house?
Let's go.
I speak so well, I'm like Obama with a Bronco. That's why I got with the president to come and stop you.
Hate
a block of zone, I call him my eclipse.
You're
throwing up the Henny shot, I'm throwing up each tip. And they do the same though, but then they dancing with the stars.
No.
It's the hood, where they drop it low and suck you in the car. The first 48 don't pass, I'm home free.
Okay.
I learned how to pull a murder from my dog and zone free. Been in the A for like a decade. My second home, but you know, I rep the A5-0 with Sizzle's gone. If I say he can't clap, that don't mean that I'm a hater.
Right.
I just don't like his music, not the fact he making paper.
Come on, man.
Not that that's straight, these rappers are so fake. Avatars lie hard until they blew up in their face. This is music like bedtime, I'm doing every day.
What up,
this
man?
Is just the first quarter, so I keep a game face.
Yeah,
I finally made it,
yeah.
My grind got me on.
Yeah.
No for my hustle and my swag on the song.
Okay. Pro Tools,
cool.
I'm an epic saga. Watch Stop at Chapter 1. The monologue to the
to the show. You dig? K1's Internet Radio, you dig? That's my single, Bet the House, off my project. You feel what I'm saying? It's serious, man. The debut, the world premiere for the video for that song tomorrow, noon. I'm blasting it out on YouTube, of course, you know what I'm saying, via the web, www.youtube.com/blizzm1, blizzm, the number one, all right? You can download the song for, if you want to get it before the video comes out tomorrow, if you want to have it. You can go to reverbnation.com/blizzm. You can go to MySpace, Blizzm, Facebook, Blizzm. Nigga, just put Blizzm in Google, nigga, and you'll see the grind. Respect the motherfucking hustle, you dig? All right? You understand what I'm saying? But the debut, tomorrow is the world premiere of the video for Bet the House. So all my K100, all my Facebook people, hope you guys can blast the song all over your pages and stuff. And hope you guys like the video. Like I said, we shot scenes in Atlanta. I got some scenes from Vegas. You feel me? Not as many in Vegas because, you know, you can't really shoot everywhere in Vegas like that. So just a couple of quick shots. But we got some stuff on the Strip and a couple of little casinos.
Self-explanatory, nigga, what we do.
You know what I'm saying? And we got, of course, we got in the hood, in the Bay, Glenwood representing this bitch. You understand what I'm saying? You'll see a lot of familiar faces if you're from Panama City. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? I always represent that 850. You understand what I'm saying?
So
okay.
You know.
Episode 133. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Ruby.
Oh.
Ruby.
Oh.
Nah. Oh, I didn't open up Ruby's line. My bad. Ruby.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, what's going on? Ruby. Let me tell P. Reg who Ruby is. Ruby P. Reg. Is one of the new K100 faithful that has emerged on the scene and is a real faithful caller of the show since you've been on a sabbatical. This is T-Reg Ruby. This is my co-host, and he's going to be coming back to the show, you feel what I'm saying, in 2011. All right.
How you doing?
Ruby,
nice to meet you.
Ruby is a Stone Cold freak. She's gay. She's off the fucking chain. She's got a lot of issues.
What's her level of sexiness? I need to know.
I'm going to show you a picture, Ruby. Let me show you a picture of Ruby, okay? He's asking who are these new people since he's been gone. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm just really glad that y'all holding my brother down. You know,
this is Ruby.
That's
this is Ruby. Ruby, every so often Ruby would she's toned it down now, but every so often Ruby would get kicked off Facebook for putting pictures of her pussy up on Facebook like she does this shit in box face and shit, and she just do all kind of outrageous shit. Unfortunately, Ruby likes pussy.
Hold on.
Listen,
she's
like, my bad. What do you want to say to P-Reds, Ruby? What
listen, you didn't like yes. You didn't like my Christmas picture that I put up and it was with clothes on.
I know. I'm saying I was proud of you. I was really proud of you. I said you can't possibly get kicked off Facebook again for that profile pic. It just
I'm saying, what difference does it make? She like pussy. She like the same thing I'm motherfucking like. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I said nothing wrong with it. I'm just letting you know that she likes pussy.
Okay, shit.
See, let me tell you her backdrop story. She used to be married to a chick, and then she got pregnant by through artificial insemination, and then she came home one day, and the neighbor was fucking her with a strap on, and so they now they divorced. But then again, she wants to get back with her, and they might be getting back together. Also, she fucked one of the Dallas Cowboys not too long ago because she wanted to try out dick. It's a long story. It's complicated.
Anyway, that's pretty much the rundown of the movie. You know what I'm saying? If I missed anything, K100, please hit the fucking number one. So, movie.
Well, hold on. I am officially back engaged.
Right. To the same chick that was in her neighborhood with a strap on with her mom. Her mom walked in. Fucking the neighbor with a strap on, and her mom saw it too. But
see, you know what? See, that's the reason why, because I wasn't trying to think about that. That's the reason why. You know what? Because, you know what, now that I think about it, because I can't get over it. And right. So, you know, like my mom was telling me, if I can't get that out of my head and trust her, then I should marry her. And so I wasn't really thinking about it until you just mentioned it again. And I'm sitting up here looking at this ring, and I'm just like, nah,
Ruby's very indecisive, P. You'll come to understand.
Hey, I'm just saying, Ruby. I would not have fucked your next door neighbor with a strap on. I would use my real dick. You understand me? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, see, because of that, see, you're not going to walk me down the aisle no more because I don't think it's going to be a wedding.
That comes and goes like the wind. Episode 133, Ruby. Do you make New Year's resolutions, babe? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
Damn, she don't
no.
want no dick at all. She
no.
Don't
no, I don't. I don't.
Yeah. Why
don't
not? Why don't you make New Year's resolutions?
Because I can't seem to keep them.
Do you make any other kind of goals in your life that you can't keep?
Well, see, all of them that I've made, I've already did and succeeded in them. So, I mean, the only thing I'm just trying to do is just, you know, year 2011, be a better person, be a better mother than I already am, and just let, hey, bullshit be bullshit. Just,
all right.
You know, outweigh the real from the fake.
Okay, all right.
That dick she had on wasn't real.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't real.
Hey, that was a fake shit. Yeah, I'm
hey. That's why 2011, I'm going to outweigh the real from the fake.
Okay. Hey, please. All
right. Okay, Ruby, next question. How would you like to bring the New Year's in? What would be an ideal way for you to bring the New Year in?
Well, I was going to, you know, have sex for New Year's, but obviously I'm not going to be able to do that anymore because something happened. So I'm not going to be able to do it. But that was going to, because I wanted to nut right at 12 o'clock because I was going to, like, start, like, at 12:55, like at 11:55.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and get my little quick, you know, little head nut in real quick. And
your head? Oh. 11:55. Yeah. Are you going to be eating the pussy or getting your pussy ate? Which one by 11:55?
Well, see, I wanted to do because we were going to do both because I wanted to do upside down 69, the stand up 69.
The stand up 69. Who's going to
be holding
that
pick? I'm not going to be holding up anybody. No, I'm not going to be holding up anybody.
Oh, okay. Did I forget to mention?
Why do you love
One other thing I forgot to mention about Ruby, she just was battling cancer, breast cancer, and all that at the same time. She went through chemo while the whole thing was happening.
Wow.
Side note.
Damn.
I forgot to leave that major part. Yeah.
Okay. So, Ruby. Well, you can get with me sidebar. You can really get with me sidebar.
Ruby, next question. If 2011 was your last year on Earth, what would be one thing that you need to do before you begin?
Tremble deep.
To get my life right.
To get your life right, like what
you know
yeah.
If I knew that it was like the last year, I'll try to you know finish projects that I didn't get to do. I try to get you know because honestly and truly, throughout the years, I didn't lost faith in you know every you know in. And God and all the other stuff. So, I mean, just to try
man.
To, you know, find that again. You know, I just lost faith in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Start with dick.
and try more dick.
Did you hear, obviously you heard.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that cough. try more dick.
hey, you know what? It's a start. Just because you even say it, I'm proud of you.
You know what? Hey, you know what? But there is one dick that I did want to try before I got married. So,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Hey, you never know. It is what it is.
Try that dick then.
Anyway.
Next
question. And
that's what we do.
Last but not least,
it's a chain effect.
Last but not least, what is your New Year's goal for? Well, not New Year's goal. You don't do resolutions, but do you have any goals for 2011? And that's one question. And the last question is, if you do have a boo, whether she be a booette or whatever,
no,
do you have a problem with her not being with you on New Year's? Should you bring New Year's in with your significant other if you're in a serious relationship or a marriage?
I really don't see no problem with it. I mean, because my ex, she works, so she's going to be out of town. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is, but I bring my New Year's in every year with my kids, so... It is what it is.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Stay on the line for me, will you?
Okay, I will.
All right. All right, everybody. So I'm not gonna have I'm not gonna really be able to really do an after party tonight. You feel me? I gotta finish up the last portions of the video and prep everything. You feel me? And I'm gonna be up burning the midnight oil, making sure that premiere goes down. Cause I got a little more final touches that I want to add.
What?
You feel me? I'm not gonna do much of an after party. So with that being said, we're gonna start it now. You dig? Let's get it. Michigan girl, Shay,
Keith,
Jana, Ruby,
right.
L Panama, Keisha F, and I got a private caller.
Hey, family.
Everybody.
Hi, family.
Hey,
how are y'all?
Everybody's mic is open on K100 right now. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-096. We're going to let the last 5 minutes of the show ride out with a little bit of a after party. First of all, last episode of the year, Happy New Year's, everybody. You did?
Happy New Year.
That's the first thing I
want to
say. That's heartfelt, especially to all my officers, the people who called in faithfully. I really, really, really appreciate y'all bringing this first year Okay, 100 in the way it came in, man. It's been way more successful than I ever could have thought. I was just gonna do it as a plaything and as a hobby, but y'all made it bigger than, you know what I'm saying.
Y'all made it a fucking job.
You feel me? Y'all made it a real task, a job. You feel me? When I don't have shows, I hear
you. You're welcome.
You know what I'm saying? So thanks everybody who's been supporting the show since it came out. You know what I'm saying? We had 15,000 downloads and plays, and so I really appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying?
Hi, my sexy K100 women.
Hey, Ruby.
Hey, Ruby. Hi, El Panama. Hi, Panama. Mr. Jones.
I'm going to love this cruise shit. Is this where I got to wake up through every morning and go to bed? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Panama shit's going to be sick, bro.
Hey, yeah. He's going to be set off in his room. He's going to stay off in his room. He can't play with us.
Right. Well,
El
Panama, what
you
talking about?
What
don't we know?
Yeah,
what transpired?
I don't know what. Hey, this news to me, bro. I'm gonna be calling over this place, but I'll make some time for Ruby.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, hold on, Mr. Jones. You said you saw me on First 48 in Dallas. What did I look like?
Oh, yeah. I was messing with Ruby today. I was watching First 48 in Dallas. I was like, I saw her in the alley, giving some dude a head, I was just jumping with her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he said he saw somebody look exactly like me in the alley. I said, was my hair done? That's all I'm worried about. Was my hair done? Did I have on some heels? Did I have on some heels? Was I looking cute when I was doing it? That's all I want to know.
Oh, yeah, you were
on TV?
Do me, I'll tell
okay.
you.
Okay, because, if I wasn't looking cute, then they need to take that shit off TV.
Oh, no. You were right.
So what are y'all going to be doing for New Year's, everybody?
We're trying to have a party.
I know. I was talking about having a K100 sex party for New Year's, but, Blizzard said nobody would come.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm having some technical. Y'all keep talking, y'all. I'm having some problems with this headphone jack, but I can. Y'all go ahead and keep talking. Everybody's mic is
so,
open.
Right. So, oh, Lexi, you gonna come?
Lexi Poo, your mic is open.
Who?
We haven't gotten started early, Lexi Poo. The mic is open.
Miss
y'all go ahead and keep talking.
Miss Shay, are you gonna come to our sex party? Miss White, are you gonna come? Jana, you can come, girl, with your sexy white self. Sexy chocolate. Hey, I'm talking about everybody. I was going down the line, LL. Everybody.
I thought you didn't want me to come because you said you scared of me.
Hold on. And I didn't say I was scared of you. You intimidate me. You make me suck my, probably put me in the corner and suck my thumb and cry for my mom, dude.
I probably would.
See what I'm talking about? But it's all good, though. I wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. got to put some kind of juice. You got to put some kind of juice on my thumb so I can stop. You know what? I promised y'all I was going to be good.
Oh, I don't know why Ruby's afraid of Kiki. She is a pussycat. She really is.
The way she be going off on people, I don't think
hey,
so.
Keith.
Making fucking men call the show crying and shit.
Where she going?
Hey, Keith.
Yes.
What's shaking, baby? What's shaking, baby?
You already know, baby.
Nothing but ass.
Hell yeah, you damn right about that. Two thumbs up for that.
No. Hey, Keith.
Yes, P. Rich.
Girl, you bring me joy.
Boy, you stupid. You are crazy. You crazy.
Look, everybody, when you ready to
Keith,
down,
if I make it rain, yes. You bounce your ass, like, in front of me? If I just, like,
make a thunderstorm.
You're going to make me do it.
All right, hell yeah, I can make a thunderstorm.
Hey, Keith.
I can make
yes,
a thunderstorm, hell yeah. I just
we
go, I just go into my wife's checking account. I go into my wife's checking account. How much you need?
Oh, man. Hey, Keith,
Ruby, why do you always refer to her as your wife? Like, are y'all still married?
No, we're not. I don't know, because I guess it's just a habit. I've always done it. It's just a habit. And then I say, my ex-wife. It's just a habit, because so many years, it's just a habit. And I catch myself.
Ruby, did you already want to tell us?
Huh?
Did you already get remarried and just don't want to tell us? Is that what it is?
No, I didn't, because I was already planning on, like, if I got married, I would want to be in my wedding. I mean, that's just like...
Hey, get some dick in your head.
I had a shotgun wedding. No, you got to shoot me.
Don't want to tell us.
Hey, get some dick in your head.
No, I didn't have a shotgun. I know if I got married, I would tell y'all. Y'all be the first one to know, and then I'll probably hear all the shit talking from Blizzum later. And,
of course.
I do have a New Year's resolution for next year.
Give Ruby some ass?
I'm gonna get me a boo after the cruise.
I highly suggest if you can that you come to the cruise in single mode. I'm just saying.
Hey, for real talk. I'm just saying though.
Well, I'm just gonna put anybody I meet on notice that it's already on deck.
So does it matter if it's a man or a woman? Your boo, does it matter? Because you know I am taking applications.
I like men boos. Thank you.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, I don't care.
Keisha,
I still dream about you.
Hey, Keisha.
What's up?
Did anybody fill out the application? Did you accept anybody for your? Keisha was taking applications on Facebook.
I've seen that about her baby daddy.
Yes.
Yeah, she was looking for baby daddy.
Yes, she was.
We established that Ruby can't be a baby daddy because she don't have a dick.
I can go pay for her to get some sperm. She did not say anything about fucking anybody. She just said looking for a baby daddy. She didn't say anything about having sex. She said, can you pay my mortgage? Can you pay the mortgage? Can you pay the bills? Hell yeah, I can pay your bills. I can pay your mortgage. Nigga, we'll get a brand new fucking house. It don't fucking matter. Hey, yo, I don't care.
How do you know kisses? I mean, really? You just gonna do all that? You ain't even got the pussy yet, Ruby.
That's what she was saying. She was just like, well, hey, cause she didn't say nothing about having sex. She didn't say nothing about having sex.
Put my dick over there.
Hell yeah, she was just like, shit, I want somebody that can pay my mortgage, pay my bills, or something like that. Shit, okay. Just to be your baby daddy, hell yeah. Big booty, hell yeah.
The mortgage booty.
I love my homie Nova Jr. says rent money booty. You feel me? Shout out to Nova Jr. Y'all get pregnant.
Get a pregnant, the boobs and the booty expand. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, goddamn, is this whole conversation about key ass? I mean,
this is Keisha. Now you're talking about Keisha ass now.
Oh, you're talking about Keisha?
Yeah, Keisha F. Keisha F? Keisha F got a nice
not
ass.
Not mine
ass.
Right
Keisha
now.
F,
we're not
baby.
Talking about mine.
Keisha F, baby?
Keisha F, baby got a nice ass.
No, no, man, I don't want to hear that.
No, you want to see a picture? I got a picture.
No, I don't want to see her.
But she don't show her ass on Facebook.
I don't want to see her booty. Keisha, save your booty.
Keisha got her. I don't care. Anybody that want to carry a baby and I don't have to, hey, I'm cool with that.
What?
I want another one, but I just don't want to carry it.
Hey, one thing about it, we can't get any more women children. We have our dick laminated over here. Our dick is laminated over here in training, baby. Black and stay home. Enjoy this shit. Good luck.
You ready to say laminated?
Hey, it's all good. We can go to the sperm bank.
Yeah, it's like I don't get my uterus laminated.
You
want to
go get your what laminated?
Your uterus laminated.
I know that's
right. So we get your damn tube tied. Damn it. Yeah. You know, we focus on the main uterus. We focus on the main
oh, man.
That's all right. Hey, I don't care. I'm going to find me a surrogate to have me a baby.
I need somebody to blow up my back.
All right, look, everybody, look, I got to sign off tonight. I got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody. Everybody have a great and happy new year.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, noon, check it out. This house video, you feel me? All right. I'm out of here, man. K100 fam. I see y'all guys.
All right. Y'all have a safe New Year's. Y'all have very safe New Year's.
All right.
Happy New Year's.
All right.
Later.